Bruce, let's talk a little bit, if we can, about teleportation of physical bodies. Is this possible through hypnosis?
Oh, absolutely. As a matter of fact, there is, again, a teleportation exercise on the website. And, of course, in the Spirit Guide Contact through Hypnosis book and my Time Travelers book, I also include that. And I'm going to show you an example of how we can do this. Understand that teleportation is different than out-of-body experiences. They feel the same, actually, when you're doing it. But in a teleportation, in a true teleportation, the body will disappear from one location, the physical body now, not the soul, as in out-of-body experiences. The physical body will disappear from one location and reappear in another, and it's often accompanied by a popping kind of sound. Now, what the body is doing is actually entering into a tear in the fabric of space-time. It's not the Star Trek, you know, the little sparkles that you saw on the transporter, a teleporter, whatever, okay? That's Hollywood. So what happens is the physical body can teleport not only from one place on the Earth to another. In other words, you can go from here to Paris to South America, but you can also go to the other dimensions, the causal, astral, mental, etheric, and even soul plane. And your body is perfectly safe. You're not going to wind up in the middle of a mountain or underwater. No one's ever been harmed by the teleportation technique. In fact, it's been reported all the way back ancient India, ancient Egypt. It goes back thousands of years, and these techniques have been around forever. Again, Whatley's Law of Evidence. Again, every culture reports this. So we can do this. The popping sound is one of the characteristics you'll notice. The body or the physical body will feel like a high vibrating, a vibration at a high speed. A tingling, buzzing sensation will often be felt with a feeling of spiraling upward, and then you actually do the teleportation. The problem when people do teleportation who aren't experienced or trained well is that the tendency is to hold your breath, which is not a good idea. You want to oxygenate the body, so you want to be able to take nice deep breaths. And when you do so, you'll be able to facilitate, speed up the actual process, and you'll also feel a lot more focused when you arrive at your subspace.
All right, so but if people are looking at you at point A and you start this technique, does that body, is it gone from point A when it ends up in point B?
Oh, yeah, you'll disappear. You're gone.
And these people see this happen?
Well, they won't see the sparkling, tingly effect of Star Trek.
No, but they'll see you gone, though.
Now you see it, now you don't. You're going to be gone. Tell you.
All right. What are some of these techniques, Bruce?
Well, again, the techniques are a little bit it's a little bit hard to describe. But think of it as a breathing technique. The Indians would call this the pranayama, like a yoga kind of technique. You want to get that breathing down nicely. You also want to be able to start doing this during your dream levels first. In your dreams, you can teleport a lot easier because you don't have all the performance pressure and all the distractions of the Earth environment. But the technique of definitely controlling the breathing is the first level. And then you want to focus. You want to have a mindset exactly where you want to go. You don't want to just say, I want to teleport. Okay? That's too general. I want to teleport to Tahiti. I want to teleport to Detroit or New York or whatever. You focus on a specific location. And as you keep the breathing controlled, you focus in on this on location almost with an obsessive focus. And then as you state clearly your intention, you almost like a visualization of the actual environment that you're going to be in. If you've been to that city before, that's ideal. If it's a person you want to visit, have a mental image of the person you want to see or the structure that you want to be in. If you want to go to Notre Dame Cathedral, for example, have a mental image of that. And then the various exercises, of course, you're using hypnosis and your higher self will then facilitate. This is a training technique, and it's a very difficult technique. It's the hardest thing to do in hypnosis.
Have you done this?
Oh, yes. As a matter of fact, many years ago, it was around Christmas time. I was in Baltimore, Maryland at the time. And I wanted to go to Jamaica because I had my best vacation there, and I didn't. I used to go from Christmas to New Year's, and it was like 20 degrees. I simply said I got myself into my bathing suit. I had my two dogs at the time. My miniature schnauzers were looking at me like I'm weird. I'm lying on the couch. I've got my radio. I've got my copper tone, my towel, and the next thing I know, I'm on the beach in Montego Bay, and I'm there.
Really?
But wait a minute. It gets better. It's more fun. So now I should say before that was on a Sunday. The day or two before that, I had a patient locally whose cousin was coming in from out of town who was going to be seen on Monday morning. And she said to me, "Doctor, you look a little pale. I wish you'd get some sun." You know, it was like Christmas. Huh? I said, "Don't worry about it." Okay, so now it's Sunday. I'm in the beach for like 3 hours. I meet this girl. She's, you know, she's on the beach towel. We're talking. We're having fun. You know, we're just enjoying each other. And she says, "Are you going to be here long?" And I said, "Well, my flight leaves kind of soon." So the next thing I know, I'm looking out at the horizon, seeing catamarans out there. And the next thing I know, I'm back on my couch in Baltimore. And you say, "Well, you know, this doctor, this is just an out-of-body experience or a dream or whatever." Well, guess what? I had sand in my sneakers, my bathing suit was soaking wet, I look at the mirror, I have this big mirror in the living room, and I have a suntan. You can't use hypnosis to get a suntan, okay?
I mean, are you aware of doing this?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I had the popping sound, the buzzing, the tingling, everything was that I just described. So now, the following day was a Monday, and I had my patient's cousin come in, and she goes, "Oh, doctor, did you go away for the weekend? Did you go to Bermuda or Florida or something? You look so good. You got this nice tan." And I said, "No, you don't want to know the details, okay?" But that's teleportation. But let me give an example of how teleportation can actually be used with spirit guidance.
Well, also, I'm going to ask you, why don't you teleport into my studio here and do the show from here?
It's not a predictable, nor I tell you, it's the hardest technique in the world, and you really got to have everything working for you. And I've tried it many times, and I have only succeeded a very small percentage of the time. It takes a lot of work to do this. But let me give you a case history to show you how this can actually save people's lives. Many years ago in Texas, two young girls, they were 9 years old, they were classmates, were walking home from school in Texas, and all of a sudden, this teenager wearing a light blue tennis outfit, like a linebacker, dives across the street and just near them and just tackles them both. And as they tackle both these young girls, a car driven by a drunken teenager jumps the curb and would have killed both the girls had it not been for this 19-year-old teenager. Okay?
All right.
The girls were named Brenda and Amy. I'll use those names. It's not their real names.
I understand.
Years later, about 10 years later, Amy came to see me, all right, and she wanted to work on some things in my office, and she told me the story, and she remained friends with Brenda all her life. They grew up together, and one day they decided to play tennis. Now they're about 18, 19 years old. Amy went to pick up Brenda at her home. Brenda comes out in the exact same light blue tennis outfit that was worn by the girl that saved their life 10 years earlier. Brenda tells Amy she blacked out for a short time and had a dream that she saved the lives of two younger girls. It was the 19-year-old Brenda that saved them by entering into a tear in the fabric of space-time, traveling back 10 years in time to save both herself and Amy from a drunken teenager. That is the T word, my friend. That's teleportation.
That's an incredible story.